Track 4, and now there's more news stories. Village dismayed by Scout Hut ruling. Councillors and Scout leaders in Bishop Stainton are disappointed, dismayed and disillusioned after Teignbridge District Council effectively shut the door on plans for a Scout Hut to be built on the Lawns recreational area of the village. Representatives from Bishop Stainton Parish Council and Bishop Stainton Scouts said that they have been left with no way forward following the decision at the TDC executive last month. Much of the wrangling concerns the interpretation of a restrictive covenant on the village lawns. When Teignbridge District Council sold the land to Bishop Stainton Parish Council around 20 years ago, one of the conditions was that the area could only be used for recreational purposes. Bishop Stainton Parish Council and the Scouts said they spoke to TDC when they began working on plans to build the new Scout Hut, and that they were assured that the restrictive covenant would not be an issue and that they should go ahead with a planning application. However, after the group successfully gained planning permission from Teignbridge for the new hut in March 2023, TDC denied any knowledge of having given assurances about the covenant. The project then stalled when Teignbridge District Council's legal team raised concerns that building a Scout Hut might open the door for the land to be further developed. To try to move things forward, Councillor Andrew McGregor submitted a motion to the TDC executive requesting that an independent legal expert be brought in to strengthen and amend the covenant. Bishop Stainton Council and the Scout Group said last month's decision was made before they had been able to meet with all interested parties. Teignbridge District Council Executive Member for the Economy, Estates and Major Projects, David Palethorpe, argued that it was the responsibility of Councillor McGregor to organise such a meeting. This outcome is beyond belief and we all feel very aggrieved. It cannot be underestimated the amount of time, money, commitment and enthusiasm put into advancing this project. Our community has been behind us all the way and supported our fundraising project, said Elaine Cawthrall from Bishop Stainton Scouts Trustee Board. We are now being told that any further contact with Teignbridge District Council should be through a legal challenge. We are a small charity with limited funds, she added. We all live in hope that TDC would give all interested parties a meeting to discuss the way forward. In the meantime, I worry that the future of the Scout Group is in jeopardy and young people will ultimately suffer.
Community heroes are celebrated for their work. Teignmouth residents who are making a real difference to the community were celebrated at an awards ceremony last week on March the 7th. 11 individuals and 6 groups received certificates from Teignmouth Mayor Kate Williams in recognition of their support and dedication to the Teignmouth community. Alice Cross Manager Peter Howell was presented with the Mayor's Choice Award for her welcoming and inclusive nature and her dedication to making the Alice Cross a beacon of hope and a thriving community hub. Peter started volunteering at the Alice Cross 10 years ago before taking on other roles within the centre. She was recently appointed as General Manager. As well as the Mayor's Choice Award, Peter also received a certificate for individual excellence. Meanwhile, the Alice Cross Meal Delivery volunteer team were lauded as community champions, and the centre's Saturday breakfast chef, Jeff Garside, was also presented with a recognition award. I was really thrilled and surprised to receive a special Mayor's Choice Award, which was such an honour given how many amazing people were being recognised that night, Peter commented. I'm incredibly proud of our meal delivery team and Jeff the Chef for their awards as well. The recognition reinforces just how amazing the Alice Cross Centre truly is, she added. After navigating through some tough months recently, it felt even more special that we were honoured in this way. On presenting Peter's award, Tynmouth Mayor Kate Williams said, Peter's caring and inclusive nature is evident in her interactions at the Alice Cross Centre, where she fosters a welcoming and safe environment for all. Her efforts extend beyond compassionate support as her long-standing performances uplift those around her. The Youth Hero Award was presented to Rune Elworthy, who was nominated by Our Lady and St. Patrick Primary School head teacher, Kathy Blatchford. Rune was born with a foot injury and has undergone 4 major surgery. Despite the pain and ongoing challenges, Rune has shown great bravery and remains positive, cheerful, and resilient. Rowers Tim Cox and Andy Purvis were given a special award for completing the world's toughest row Atlantic Challenge. We want to acknowledge their unwavering commitment to adventure and altruism, as well as their shared love for the ocean. We hope their journey inspires others and brings hope to countless families supported by their chosen charities, Dementia UK and Abigail's Footsteps, Kate said. Individual Excellence Award recipients were Peter Howell, David Heath, Jeff Gartside, Richard Winterton, Neil McEwen, Wendy Clayton, Alwyn Oakley, Sam Pittman, Alex Carter, and Pauline Janin. Community Champion Awards were given to Friends of Tynmouth Cemetery, Tynmouth Mutual Aid Community Larder, the Alice Cross Meal Delivery Team, Volunteering in Health, and the Blue Anchor.
Trust's mental health care gets top marks. Devon Partnership Trust has received a top rating for its privacy and dignity to patients. The Trust, which runs Langdon Hospital in Dawlish, is the joint top mental health provider in the country for privacy, dignity and well-being, according to the latest patient-led assessment of the care environment findings. It is one of only 3 organisations to achieve an outstanding score of 99%. The annual assessments are conducted by a team of patients and staff who evaluate non-clinical aspects of healthcare and are crucial in ensuring healthcare providers maintain high standards. Phil Mante, Chief Executive of DPT, said, "We are proud and delighted to see these results. I'd like to pay tribute to our wonderful staff who are constantly striving to improve the privacy, dignity and well-being of the people in our care."